Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Laura Della Corte, and we are here with Love Diaz with Essential Truth of the Lake. How are you today?
Thank you. Good.
So, my first question is, you know, Essential Truth of the Lake is a reflection of the Philippine complex history and present today, actually. And how do you balance this portraying these historical occurrences and your artistic, you know, interpretation of the film?
Well, it's a continuing discourse, Essential Truth of the Lake. It's not just about the Philippines, it's about the world. You know, the lake is the world. It's you know, it's a symbiotic representation of what we are. You know, we just know the surface. We don't dig what's beneath the lake. So, do we know the essential truths of life or the essential truths of the lake? No, we're still digging. So that's the real discourse of the film. The complexity of the character is part of it, of course. Yeah.
And according to this, one, you know, of the scene that I remember the most is when at a certain point, Jane, talking to Hermes, she says, where is the justice? You know, where is the resolution? Where is the truth? And, you know, that's the truth that you are talking about, you know, the one that we are searching for and the one they are digging for, actually, you know, lead to an answer that we didn't expect, like, you know, at the end of the film, without making spoilers.
it's the randomness of life as well. Of course, even subliminally, that's what we are. We wake up sad, we wake up heavy, you know, that's reality, and we wake up questioning things. Why am I here? Who am I? What am I going to do today? Where am I going today? What am I going to eat today? The little things that you do is actually leading towards all these questions, you know. We keep digging. You eat a chocolate, it's part of the discourse on the truth, yeah. Will it give me nutrient? Will it nourish me? We don't question it, but we know that, you know, we're searching for something to prolong your life or whatever, to soothe your heart or to soothe your hunger. All this gamut of activities of humanity is about that, towards truth, towards death.
Do you think they are the same thing?
Yeah. Because essentially, the most truthful thing in life is death. We can only go to that death.
It's like this,
but the gap between what we are now and towards death is something else. It's a big question mark.
Exactly. And shifting to another scene of the movie, we have the dialogue between Esmeralda and Jane. And Jane says to her to consider herself lucky because, you know, she's beautiful, she's pretty. And she said she expresses in reality how difficult it is to be like her and, you know, to searching for a value behind, you know, just another pretty face. And
facade of vanity,
exactly. So could you just, you know, elaborate on this dialogue and what did you hope the audience to perceive from that?
Well, it's a presentation of, again, it's a dichotomy of that, the duality of, you know, it's everywhere. What overwhelms humanity now is vanity, from the Kardashians to what we see here. You know, it's always this clashing values, you know, vanity and, you know, so-called, you know, being modest, good, humility. What overwhelms us is the ego. What overwhelms us is evil. So you magnify everything and we're losing everything. So the discourse of on the aesthetic of that face of Esmeralda is about that, you know, that dichotomy, that classing, you know, issues, you know, vanity and, you know,
And what about the fact that she was considered like a crazy woman, or, you know, something that is out of the schemes, or actually that is not so common to see there, maybe?
Society has norms, when you see, you know, so-called radical actions, and it becomes crazy. Because I, for lack of something to define it, when we see new things, even in art, when you see new things, that's crazy, that's weird, that's radical, that's, you know, that's new. So in the case of Esmeralda, you know, the norms of the Filipino society is not ready for what she's doing. And there's a lot of that, yeah. Yeah.
And we are a bit lazy, you know, when it comes to judgmental.
Yes. You do things, the easy fix is mentally disturbed. There's something wrong with her head, you know. But you know that he's doing, you know, she's doing, you know, radical things. She's doing new things. She's trying to change views as well. But no, that's craziness.
I must admit that it's not easy, you know, to find your older films in Italy, for example,
yeah.
Because I wanted to watch, you know, all your filmography. Yeah, I need time to do that.
Yeah.
But since I watched like four, I'm admitted that, of your movies, the things that is for me like stunning, you know, new, something that I never seen before is like your relationship with nature, because when you go and you can have these overall images with people talking in one place, but it's not only them talking, it's the place itself that it's talking to, because you point your camera in a certain way, in a certain point. So I would like to know, how did you, you know, decided to define that these places is something that you, you know, just came along with you, or there are places that where you have been, you know, in childhood, or I don't know.
It's all of those. I grew up in the, in the middle of the forest, in the southern island of the country, where there are no roads, no electricity, until early college, it's like that. So, and we live with indigenous peoples. So it's my gaze, nature. So I see to it without, you know, being premeditating everything, without deliberate actions, that nature is such a big actor in my works, you know. And even before doing a film, I work hard on finding locations, actually. It's like, for me, 2 months, 3 months, it is that time to really find the place. And if I've decided on a location to shoot the film, I really work hard on mapping out, you know, where the narrative will go, where the characters will move, their so-called milieu, their habitat, you know. So it is that kind of, you know, commitment to geography and milieu and habitat in my works. That's why when you see my works, it is not just the actions of the protagonist. You also see this universe, this vast universe, nature. Yeah, it's important for me. Yeah.
And my last question is about, you know, at the end of the movie, like just when there is the volcano, the tall volcano eruption, and there is this scene of these little birds that couldn't escape because it was too fast. Yeah. They were real images.
Yes,
from the
news.
From the news,
right? From the news, yeah.
And do you think that is like a message, this, that when we destroy nature, we are destroying even the feminine of this part of the nature?
Yeah, you go to
that's
the...
That's what I thought, actually.
Yeah, you go to the discourse again of
Esmeralda.
The image of the woman, yeah. The woman is, you know, the image of the woman, or the idea of the woman, or the reality of the woman, it is the most nurturing image in the world. Life begins with birthing, you know. There's a lot of blood, yeah, bloodletting. But it's also very generous. It's the start of a new life, you know. You know, it is that kind of duality as well, you know, where the suffering of the woman becomes life. Yeah, it is that, you know, that's another truth. Yeah.
Thank you so much for being with us. Yeah. Love Dietz, Essential Truth of the Lake. Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.